Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Meir Yehuda ben Reb Pesach Avram.
We're learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Lamed. The Daf starts, the Mishnah says, Shloisha Achen, the three brothers, Shnaimem Nesuin Shtei Achayis, two of the brothers are married to two sisters, Ve'echad Nasi Nachris, and the third brother is married to an unrelated woman. If one of the husbands of the sisters died without children, and the one who married the unrelated woman was miyabim, the wife, one of the sisters, umes, and now the one who married the unrelated woman, the nasi nachris, died, and both nashim anayful yibum to the second brother, the second of the balei achayis. The first wife goes out, is pater from chalitza yibum because she's an achayis isha. She's one of the achayis. He's married to her sister. So she's the erev of achayis isha. The erev of achayis isha is mafkia the zika and paters her from chalitza yibum. Ushniyim ishum tsarasa. And the second one is a tsaras erev, a classic case of tsaras erev, tsaras achayis isha, where she's also pater from chalitza yibum. The Mishnah is maisif, asaba maimer. If the Nasi Nachris was not Miyabim, the sister, the Nasi Nachris just did Maimer on the sister, Umeis, and then the Nasi Nachris died. So now, the sister is still an Achris Isha. The sister is, of course, Mufka from Chalitza and Ibum, because the only Yavim that's left is married to a sister. She's an Achris Isha, so she's part of from Chalitza and Ibum. But the Nachris, the unrelated woman, so midrabanan, she's a tsaris erva, because since maimer works midrabanan, so the achis isha is considered to be his wife midrabanan. So midrabanan, the nachris is a tsaris erva, but midraisa the maimer is nothing. Maimer is not, doesn't work midraisa. So midraisa the nachris would need chalitza yibum. So the halacha is the nachris is chalitza v'loy misyabemis. She can't be misyabem because midrabanan she's a tsaris erva, but she's not patering gansin because Midaraisa, she's not a tsara serva, because Midaraisa, she's not a tsara to the erva. The erva was never misyabemis to her husband. So Mamela, she's chaletzis v'loy misyabemis. That's the first Mishnah. Second Mishnah says a very similar case. The only difference is, in the first Mishnah, one of the balei achayis died, and the nasim nachris was miyabem, who did maimer to that achayis. And in the second Mishnah, it's the Nasi Nachris that died, and one of the Balei Achayis was either Miyabim or did Maimer to that Achayis. The Mishnah says, Shloisha Achim, Shnaimim Mesuin Shtei Achayis, the same case, two married to two Achayis, Vechad Nasi Nachris. But in this case, Meis HaNasi Nachris, the Nasi Nachris dies, the Kanis Achim in Balei Achayis is Ishtai, and one of the Balei Achayis was Miyabim, his wife, Meis, and then that Bal Achayis died. So again, his wife is Achayis Isha, and the Nachris, which is also his wife now, because he was Miyabimer, Ishniya Mishum Tsarasa, she's a Tsaras Achayis Isha. Let's say Asaba Maimer. If, let's say, he did Maimer on the Nachris, Umeis, and then he dies, this Baal Achayis dies, then the Nachris again is Chaletzis Vloy Mishabemis. And it's for the same time, because midrabanan the maimer worked, so midrabanan this nachris became a tsaris achayis isha, and midraisa the maimer is nothing, so midraisa the nachris is still zakuk to yibum because of the death of her husband, the nasi nachris. So mele midraisa she needs chalitza yibum, midrabanan she's a tsaris erva, so the dinah she's chalitza soloi misyabemis. So the Gemara asks, Hasulam li haynu hach? Why do we need two Mishnayos saying the same halacha? Even though the first Mishnah discusses the Nasi Nachris being miyabim the achais or doing maimer on the achais, the second Mishnah discusses the Baal achais doing yibum or maimer on the Nachris, but either way, when they do yibum, she becomes a tzara, and when they do maimer, she's a tzara minarabana. What's the difference if originally married to the erva, like in the second Mishnah, and then he did yibum or maimer on the tzara, on the nachris, on the non-erva, or like the first Mishnah, if he was originally married to the tzara, to the non-erva, and then did yibum or maimer to the erva. And the Gemara says it's a kal v'chaymer. Uma hasam nachris isha have a tzara l'nachris. In the first case, he was originally married to a Nachris, and the Achris Isha came to be a tzara to the Nachris. And still, the Achris Isha, who's coming in now to be the tzara of the Nachris, could go and ask the Nachris. But Hacha, the Nachris have a tzara to Achris Isha. The Achris Isha was there first. And now the Nachris is becoming a tzara to Achris Isha like Kol Shekein. Kol Shekein, it should be Aser. So the Gemara says a very interesting text. The Gemara says, Tana, Hach Tana Bereisha, Vaha Chazila Heteru. Originally, the Mishnah, the Tana of the Mishnah thought that the second case was Aser, and it said it first. And the first case, the Tana of the Mishnah thought was Mutter. The second case, where the brother was originally married to the Achris Isha, and then the Nachris came in, that then the Achris Isha can answer the Nachris. Masha'en came, when the brother was originally married to the Nachris, and the Achris Isha is coming in, then he thought it was Mutter. But then the Tana realized, no, in the first case also should be Aser. Either the Chaviv will activate. And since this was Chaviv to him, because it was a Chiddush to him, so he put it first. And Umishn Lezazim Kaima. And now you don't have to say the second case, because Kol Shekein it's that way. But the Mishnah stayed where it was, because originally that was the Mishnah that was learned, because that was the only case that they thought was Aser. So Mishnah is Azim Kaim. That's what the Gemara says. It's Tamua. What's the difference if he married the Erva first or the Tzara first? Why should Tzara's Erva only be a problem when he's first married to the non-Erva? He's first married to the Erva, and then the non-Erva comes, then the Erva can ask for the Tzara. Mashiach, when he's first married to the non-Erva, and then the Erva comes, it doesn't have a Kayak to ask for the Tzara. What's the Tzara for that? So Rashi learns that if we're discussing the case where he was Miyabim in the first Mishnah, when he was Miyabim the Achais, in the second Mishnah, when the Baal Achais was Miyabim the Nachris, there's no Havimina. Since Vinishvi, at the end of the day, he's married to both of them completely, Avada, the Din of Saris Erv, would apply to both. But the case where the Tana thought was Mutta was the case by Maimer. And Lechayit is Svaris, because Maimer is the Rabbanan. Rabbanu were gazing that Maimah should be considered like Yibim, should have the Chumris as if he was Miyabim. So there, the Tana held like this. When you have a real case of Erva, he's completely married to the Erva. So the Erva is, there's certainly here an Erva that's coming and being Naifel Yibim and being Mafkir from Yibim because the Chalitza, Mafkir from Chalitza and Yibim because the Erva is Mafkir to Zika. You have a clear case of Achris Isha. And he did Maimer on the Nachris. So Midarabanan, the Nachris became a Tzara to this clear Deraisadik Achis Isha. So in that case, it's Aser. If Midarabanan, the Nachris became a Tzara al Yidei Maimer to the real Achis Isha, that case is Aser. Masha'en Kain, if you have the case of the first Mishnah, where the Nachris is married Midaraisa, the Nachris is the real wife, she's married Midaraisa, and Midaraisa, she is Aymid for Chalitzivim. Midaraisa, there's no Erva here Bechlau. There's Maimer on the Achris Isha. Midarabanan, there is a Inyan of Yibim, there is a Kedushin, there is an Ishus for the Erva. But the whole Erva is only here Midarabanan. An Erva which is only here Midarabanan doesn't have Kayach to be Deicha the Tzara, which is a Tzara, legitimate Tzara Midaraisa. That's what the Gemara thought. Since the whole din of Maimer is Midarabanan, you could hear such a Svara. The Rabbanan will gaze by Maimer, the Pshat is when you have an Erva Deraisa, and the Maimer is making a Tzara, so the Rabbanan will guys that we consider the Maimer like even to make the Tzara. Mashenkin, when you don't have an Erev Midaraisa, other Rabba, you have an Isha which is fully Oymen the Chalitza of Yim Midaraisa, and you have Maimer to bring an Erev here Midarabanan, the Rabbanan will guys that the Rabbanan didn't consider this an Erev that's only here Ayidei Maimer Genug to be Deicha, the Tzara which is there in Gansen. Akapanim, that's the Havimina. And then they said, no, since if Maimer works Midarabanan, it goes both ways. Doesn't matter if the Maimer is done to the Tzara, or even if the Maimer is done to the Erev, it also can ask it, because Midarabanan, the Erev is here, so Midarabanan, the Tzara, blinds the Tzara's Erev. The Rishash asks Akasha and Rashi, Kilo, why did Rashi have to learn the case by Maimer? Why couldn't he say the case by Yibim? I mean, L'chayr, it's not Shver. L'chayr, by Yibim, it's very Shver what the Havimina is. But the Rishash Taka wants to learn it's talking about Yibim, and he says, V'ayin Nemuki Yosef. And he means to say that the Muki Yosef is mashma that he learned of the Gemara not by Maimer. Yosef brings the whole Gemara. It doesn't mention Maimer. It's Mashem Yosef learned that the Havman of the Gemara was that even by Yibam Gomer, as long as the Nachash was there first, even if he was Miyamim Nachash Isham, it doesn't become a Tzara Serva. Rav Shmuel Zavsky's Matmiya, what's the Svara for that? If Vin and Shvi, at the end of the day, they're both married, what's the difference if he married the Erva first and then the Tzara, or if he married the Tzara first and then the Erva? By Maimer we could hear it, because Maimer they're not really married. So we could hear a Svara that if he's really married to the Erva, the Maimer is Genug to Asa the Tzara. If he's really married to the Tzara, the Maimer is not Genug to bring the Erva here to Asa the real Tzara. But if it's a real marriage, so they're both married in Gansen, what's the difference who came first? Sapella. Now, Shmuel Zofsky says that could be, you could say a pshat, that Demis is the Gemara here, mentions Gemara a little bit later, on Daf Laman Amid Beis, mentioned what was already mentioned early in Daf Yud Gimel, that these Mishnayos could be they hold Nisun Rishonim Apilim. Particularly the fourth Mishnah here on this blot, which you have the Machlokes, Rav Ner Birmiya, if this Tana holds Nisun Rishonim Apilim. Because that Mishnah was Mashal, we'll discuss it a little bit later in the Shia, that as long as there was a Tzaris Erva, when they were married, even if he was Megarish the Erva before he died, the Tzara remains a Tzaris Erva. Because Nesum Rishayna Mapilim, you consider it a Fila Yibam from the time he first got married. And if she was a Tzara originally, even if before he died, he was Megarish the Erva, the Tzara doesn't become Mutter. It's only Mutter if he's Megarish the Erva before he marries the Tzara. But if he's Megarish the Erva after he marries the Tzara, even though he's Megarish before he dies, it's also because Nesum Rishayim Apilim. If you hold Nesum Rishayim Apilim, then maybe you could hear a Havimina. There is a halacha that a Tzara has to be the B'shas Nefila. L'mashal, let's say Anisha's Neifel Yibam, and after she's Neifel Yibam with a Tzara, Anisha and a Tzara is Neifel Yibam, neither of them are an Erva, and after the Isha with the Tzara is Neifel Yibam, he's Mekadesh, the sister of the Isha. So now Midereisa, the Isha that was Neifel, now her sister's Mekadesh, she's now an Erva, she's now an Achas Isha. She's Potter from Chalitza and Yibam Midereisa. But the Tzara is still, you could still be Miyabim the Tzara, because there's no such thing as becoming a Tzara's Erva Achamisa. If B'Shasa, the brother, was alive, she wasn't an Erva. And B'Shasa, he died, she wasn't an Erva. So that she was Neifel Yibam. Even if after the Misa she became an Erva, that doesn't pater the Tzara. It only paters the Tzara when she's an Erva B'Shas in a Fila. So time is a Shmuel Zavsky, so maybe if you hold Nesu Mishenim Apilim, so the only time a Tzara, an Erva could pater a Tzara, is if B'Shas in a Suin of the Tzara, their Erva was already there. Because when is the Nefila of the Tzara Liyibam? Nesu Mishenim Apilim. At the time of the Nisuin. If at the time of the Nisuin he wasn't yet married to the Erva, so Kum Dais is trying to make her a Tzara after the Nefila. That doesn't work. It only time an Erva Kapata the Tzara if she's a Tzara, B'Shas the Nefila. And if you own Nisuin, Mishayna Mepilim, that means B'Shas the marriage. So if he married the Tzara first and then he married the Erva, so that's already considered a Tzara after the Nefila, which doesn't answer. That was the Havimina. And the Maskana is that Lagabi the Din of Ein Tzara El B'Shas Nefila, it's not totally on the Nefila. Nesun Shreinim Apilim is not a Nefila B'Payil. It's a Nefila B'Kayach. It's a potential Nefila, like we'll discuss later in the Shia. The Din of Ein Tzara El Achamisa, the Din of the Tzara Asi B'Shas Nefila means a Nefila B'Payil. So even if you own Nesun Shreinim Apilim, but since Lamaisa, by the time he died, he was married to the Erva, so that does make her a Tzara. But at least you could hear the Havamina that he has to be married to the Erva first, because if he's married to the Tzara first, now the Erva doesn't have a Kayach to ask the Tzara, because it's already after the Nefila. Lamais is a little bit schwer. Only Rabbi Yirmiyah held that the Mishnah here holds the Sun Nishenem Apilim. Rava held that M Mishnah doesn't hold the Sun Nishenem Apilim. It's Zuv Ein Tzarech Leimezu. So Lefi Rava, there wouldn't be a Tzad to say that Hay Tana Chazila Teira, that this Tana thought it was Mutter. The Ma'aser Tana doesn't own the Sum Rishayim Apilim. So it wouldn't be Shayach that Tana would think that just because you married the Tzara first, the Erva can't ask the Tzara. It's a Bissel Shver. What's the difference who he marries first? Ma'aser says a Svara that once he's married to the Tzara, the Erva can't come in and ask her. But it's a Bissel Shver. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shloisha Achen. The three brothers again, Shnayim em Nesuin Shtei Achayis. Again, two of them married to two sisters, Vechen Osin Ochris, and one of them is married to a non-relative. Meis Echa Mibalei Achayis. One of the ones who were married to one of the sisters died. The Konas Nosin Ochris is Ishtai, and the one who's married to the non-relative is Miabim. Umeisa Ishta Shalshem. But then the wife of the second one, the other Achayis, she dies. Ve'achkech meis nasi nachris. And then, the one who's married to the nachris dies. So, at the first nefila, when the first brother died, so the second brother was not allowed to be miyabim, the first brother's wife, because at that time she was achis isha. But now that the third brother died, the nasi nachris died, by this time, the second brother's wife had also died. So Achis Isha is mutal acha misas ishtai. She's no longer Achis Isha. So you would have a havimina. Then it could be miyabim her. And the Gemara, the Mishnah says no. Hareza esura la v'lamis hel v'neshlo sha'achas. Because by the first nefila, she was Nesra. The first brother died. Because at that time, she wasn't Achis Isha. So that made her Nesra, that made her Aser. So even though now, by the second nefila, she's already Mater, she's already not an Achis Isha, but that Nesra that was there by the first nefila applies by the second nefila also, like we're going to explain. The Gemara then brings the Meimer, Amr Avida Merav, Kol Yivama She'eni Nikariba V'shas Nefila Yivama Yaveleha. Every Nevama, which at the time of the nefila, the time her husband died, it was impossible to have Yivama Yaveleha. There was a reason why you cannot do Yivam. Harei Kesha Sach She'esh Labanim V'asura. So she's like an Eisha Sach She'esh Labanim. Just like if there were children at the time that the husband died, and afterwards the children died, she's not Nefil Yibam anymore. Once there were children at the time the husband died, there's no more Yibam. So too, if there's any other reason why there's Afkar from Yibam the time that the husband died, so she remains like an Eish Yisach Sheish Labanim, and she's Asir. The Gemara says, Ma'ikamash, Montanina, we have it in the Mishnah. Reis Asur Levilam, Esel V'neshul Sha'achas, it's Mamash Adin of the Mishnah. Just like in our Mishnah, at the time the Nosing Nachris died, she already is no longer Achis Isha. And still, she's Asa, because by the first Nefilah she was an Achis Isha. So you see this concept, that if at the time of the Nefilah's Yibam, there's an Isser, that Isser remains. The Gemara says, Ma'u detei ma'ani mili echid lo yischazlu b'nefilah rishayna. There, the entire first Nefilah, she was Asa. She didn't become Mutter at the time of the Nefilah rishayna. When the first brother died, until the Nasi Nachris, the third brother, was Miabimer, that whole time his wife was alive, that whole time she was an Achis Isha. So there was never a Heter that was Chal during the Nefila Rishayna. Now by the Nefila Shnia, she's Mutter, that the Mishnah says, that doesn't work. Mashenken, when there's a Heter in the time of the Nefila Rishayna itself, maybe that would be Mutter. That's what Rav is being Mechadish, even that's Asur. So the Gemara Hanami Tanina. There's another Mishnah, Mamed Beit, Shnei Achin Nesuin Shtei Achayis. They have two brothers, married to two sisters, Meisach Mehem, and one of them died. The Achach Meis Ishta Shalsheni, clearly by the Nefila Rishayna, and she's no longer Achis Isha. Reza Asur Alav Lama, Selvan Esau Shalachas. So you see clearly this, you say, that even by Nefila Rishayna is Nesra, from the Mishnah Lamed Beis, again, why do we need Rav to say his Chiddush? So the Gemara says, Ma'al Atei Ma'osim Ud Itkalei Ma'ai Beisul Agamri. There, the Nesra was that she was completely putter. She was idchim ahay beis legamer. She was parted from chalitzim, and she can marry l'shuk. So there, it's a svar that even now the other sister dies, his wife dies. She's no longer achis isha, but she was already midchim ahay beis legamer. Avol hachad la'idchim ahay beis legamer. In the case where there's another brother, and for that brother she's not an erva, so she anyway was zakuk for chalitzim even for the other brother, and it's still nefila rishena. So you would say that maybe Migli, that she's chazi for the Nasi Nachri, she's also chazi for this one. Kamashmullah, that for this one, she remains Nesra. Since she was Nesra Sha'achas, she remains a Nesra of Olamas. That's a Sugi Sagamara. Now, Taisa says that why does the Mishnah talk about a Nasi Nachris? Why does a third brother have to be a Nasi Nachris married to an unrelated woman? Why can't the third brother be a mufna? Why can't it be Shalish Achen, Shtaiman the Sun Shechais Vechud Mufna is not married at all? Zak Taisus, because the Mishnah wants to tell you that Tzara is also that way. Tzara also, the tzara of the of this isha, even though in the second tefillah she's not an achas isha b'chlal. So you would think, even if she's asur, she's nesur of alamis, but maybe she doesn't pater a tzara. Kamash well in the Mishnah, and even such a case, paters a tzara. She paters a tzara because since she's asur, the tzara is also asur. Tyson Daflamin Beis asks a very interesting question. He says, what type of an erva is she? What's mafkia the zika by the second time? Avada, she's an erva veishasach. The erva that paters her zika for chalitza v'yibam is the erva veishasach. Like the Lashon of Rav, she's an Eishes Ach Sheyesh Labanim Vasura. In other words, even though Mitzad this the Ishus of the Nasi Nachris, the Ishus of the third brother, that Eishes Ach is of Adam Eksanayfel Leibam, that doesn't patter her. But it's the Ishus of the first brother, the Ishus of the first Balachais that died, that Ishus, since she wasn't Nayfel Leibam at that time, she was Nesrel of Sha'achas, she's an Eishes Ach Sheyesh Labanim. So that Eishasach has no heter to the second brother. Now, even though she's no longer an Achis Isha, but she is an Eishasach. She's an Eishasach Sheish Labanim, and Mela, she doesn't have Yib Mechalitza, and Mela, she patas at Tzara. She's an Eishasach that patas at Tzara. So, in fact, Taisus, why don't we include her in a Mishnah? We have the first Mishnah of the Masechta, Chamash Esri Nashim, Apaitis Hersayim, Vitzaris Hersayim, and Achlitzim Neibim, at Tzayfa Eilim. And the Mishnah says a different Arayis. And the Mishnah says Eishasachiv me'imai and Eishasachiv shleiv ba'ilamai. Well, here's the case of Eishasachiv me'aviv shahayiv ba'ilamai. But Yosapat is menachalitzim ne'ibim. She's not an achisisha. She's not an achisisha anymore. The achisisha went off when her sister died. So what pat is Eishasach? So let the Mishnah tell you a case of Eishasach and Eishasach me'aviv shahayiv ba'ilamai that pat is. We're missing a lady from the Mishnah. Emphasizes that teretz. That because the reason why she's an Eishes Ach, the reason why she has a Ptur Eishes Ach is because she was an Achis Isha, it all started from her being an Achis Isha, so that's included in the Mishnah's case of Achis Isha. Included in the case of Achis Isha is even if she was an Achis Isha by the Nefila Rishayna, and now by the Nefila Shnia, she's no longer an Achis Isha. All she is an Eishes Ach, but this Eishes Ach came Mikayach, the Isra of Achis Isha. So that's why it's included in the din of Achis Isha. We don't need another case in the Mishnah. So Al Kopanim Taisus Nemzan that she's mamash in Eishasach, like the Gemara's lost in Eishasach, Sheish Labanim, she's pater from Chalitza and Yibam, and she pater the Tzara. There's a very interesting Pirish Mishnayis L'Rambam. The Pirish Mishnayis L'Rambam clears a Shaila if she pater the Tzara or not. In the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, he was Peshit the Shaila. And the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka holds exactly like Taisus. He says that she patas at Tzara, min achalitza min ahibam. He says she's like an Eishes Ach shaloya b'ilamai, because the first Eishes Ach never was naifel l'ibam, so Mela, now she has a second Eishes Ach from the second one, but she's also mitzad the first Eishes Ach, just like the case of Eishes Ach of shaloya b'ilamai. There's also a similar case where you have Reuven and Shimon were b'ilam echad. Reuven died, and Shimon was miyabim, his wife. And then Levi was born. So, now Shimon died. So the wife, Reuven's wife, that Shimon was Miyabim, is also to Levi. Why? Even though Mitzat Shimon's Ishus, Mitzat Shimon's Eishasach, she'd go Leibim. But since she was also married to Reuven, and Mitzat Reuven, she's an Eishasach of Shloi Ba'ilamai, Reuven's Ishus cannot be Misyabim to Levi, because they weren't Ba'ilam Echad. So Mela, she has this Isser Eishasach, Shloi Ba'ilamai. That part is her, and that part is its Sarah. So the Rambam says, and yeah, so to this case, we have an Achis Isha. She was an Achis Isha, the first Nefila. An Achis Isha is not Nefil Yibam. So Mela, the Ishus of the first brother, never was Ayman Yibam for the second brother. Now, the first brother died. The third brother, Nasi Nachris, was Miyabim. At this time, the Ishtar Shalshniya died. The second brother's wife died. She's no longer an Achis Isha. Now the Nasi Nachris dies. Enech Rami Mitzat is Ishus, he could be Miyabim. But since you have the Ishus of the first one, which never was Mutta because at that time was an Achis Isha, it was Chal and Nesu with that Ishus, and Memela, Epat is her, and Epat is Etzar. That's what the Rambam holds in the Yad. But the Rambam, like we said in Pirish Mishnayis, was Mesupik. The Rambam was Mesupik, what's the din with the Tzar? And he says, the Sufik is as follows. Do we say that this din of Nesu is the Issa Deraisa? The Deraisa, you say Nesra. And Memela Avadish will pater a tzara min achalitza min ibn then. The tzara will go out free. Or do you say the din of Nesus and Issa Derabanan? And if the din of Nesus and Issa Derabanan, Tainet Deram and Pirish Mishnai, so Mela she would be Aser, but a Tsara would be Eichel Etzis Eimis Yabemis. And Issa Derabanan would be like a Shnia, just like by a Shnia, she doesn't pat the Tsara altogether. The Tsara of a Shnia is Misyabemis. Nes should be an Issa Derabanan, the Tsara will be Misyabem. I was like, I'm not sure. Is it an Issa Deraisa? So a pat is a Tsara, it's an Issa Erva. Or is an Issa Derabanan like a Shnia? So a male doesn't even ask the Tsara. The Tsara will be Misyabemis. So because of the suffix, Zakhtiramam, I'm going to pass in Chaletzis Vloy Misyabemis. We have a suffix, so the din is, you can't pat with a Chalitza. We have a suffix. Maybe she doesn't pat to the Tsar, maybe it's a Siddur Abanan. But on the other hand, can't be Miyabim because I have a suffix. Maybe it's an Siddur Aisa and she does pat to the Tsar. Is it din Chaletzis Vloy Misyabemis? That's what the Rambam says in Pirish Mishnayis. Uka'amma the Rambam in Yad was Peshit the suffix that it's an Siddur Aisa and she does pat to the Tsar and the Tsar goes out free. Doesn't need chalitza. So the Shash points out that the Rambam Pirish Mishnayis is not so clear. Why? Because the Rambam clears the Shaila by the Tzara. The Mashmois of the Rambam is that she herself, Zichah, doesn't need chalitza. Because the Rambam clears what's the name of the Tzara. And the Rambam paskins that Tzara is chaletzis loy misyabemis. Why did the Rambam paskin that she's chaletzis loy misyabemis? The Rambam doesn't say that. That would be Mashma from the Rambam. That she herself, the Rambam was Pashit, was Pata from Chalitza and Ibn. The child was only the Tzara. But the problem is, the Rambam explains its study as Shaila. Is it Deraiso or Derabanan? Whenever there's an Issa Derabanan, so Avada, she herself would need Chalitza. When there's an Issa Derabanan, she doesn't become Pata from Chalitza and Ibn. The Rabbanan weren't Eiker Davim and Atari Bekum Vasei, and on an Issa Derabanan say that she's Pata from Chalitza. Avada, she needs Chalitza. So the Rambam is not so clear. The Rambam clears the Shaila by its Tzara, and Paskins its Tzara needs Chalitza, Chalitza Vloy Misyabemis. It sounds like by she herself there was no Shaila. It could clear a Shaila by herself. Does she need Chalitza or not? The Mishnah says she's Aser. Does that mean she's Pater from Chalitza or not? If it's the Raisa, she's Pater from Chalitza. If it's the Rabbanan, she needs Chalitza. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says it's Tzara. Sounds like she herself Zucha doesn't need chalitza. But on the other hand, the Rambam says clearly that the study as suffix is if it's the Rabbanan and the Raisa. If it's the Rabbanan, Avada, she herself would need chalitza. So Shver had to learn up the Rambam. So the Karen Irish says clear that the Rambam Avada, even by her herself, the Rambam would have a suffix that she would need chalitza. The whole din of Nes is only a din the Rabbanan. But the Karen Irish says that Avada, when the Rambam has a Shaila, that the whole din of Nes is only a din the Rabbanan, Avada, that would only be by Nefila Shnia. That would only be if she's nested by the Nefila Rishayna. And now we're dealing with the Nefila Shnia. So Mamela, if Nefila Shnia, could be I don't care about the Issa of the Nefila Rishayna. We have a new Nefila, and this Nefila was never a Nesra. That the Nesra that the Mishnah says, that's the Rabbana. Mashenke and the Nesra by Nefila Rishayna. If you have an Isha, that was an Achis Isha b'shas Nefila Yibam, and then her sister died, and she's no longer an Achis Isha, that Nesra is Zichah Deraisa. That's what the Karen Ayri says. But Lefin Zeh, the Karen Ayri Ashrei the Rambam, because the Gemara asks Akasha, what's the Chiddush of Rav? We have a Mishnah, and the Gemara says that the Chiddush of Rav is Faket, that the if it would only be for the Mishnah, you would think that when it's Lo Yischazi b'Nefila Rishayna, then you say Nesra. But when it's a schazi b'nefila rishayna, then I wouldn't say Nesra. Ashmo and Rav, even when it's a schazi b'nefila rishayna, I still say Nesra. Tiny de Karen Ayra, one second. But Rav means it didn't deraisa. Rav says clearly, it's eishas achshleish labana. Vais says, whenever the Nesra is by the nefila rishayna, that's zicha didn't deraisa. According to the Rambam's tzad, that the Mishnah is the din derabanan. So why couldn't the Gemara say better teretz? That the Mishnah is talking about Nefila Shnia, and it's only Asa Midarabanan. And Rav is being Mechadish that when it's Nefila Rishayna, then it's Asa Midaraisa. The Gemara is Mashma Faker. The Gemara is Mashma that you could say that it's Asa by Nefila Shnia, as long as it was never Ischazi by the Nefila Rishayna. It's Asa by Nefila Rishayna, but by Nefila Shnia. But by Nefila Rishayna, it would be Mutter, if it wouldn't be for Rav's Chiddush. It's more mistabra to Asa by Nefila Shnia when it was Lo Yischazi by Nefila Rishayna than to Asa when it's Ischazi by Nefila Rishayna. But Nefila Ramam, it comes out Faket. Comes out by Nefila Rishayna when it's Ischazi by Nefila Rishayna. At the Nefila Rishayna itself, there's an Issa Deraisa. Mashenkin by the Nefila Shnia. The other Amma is Mesubik to say it's only us in their Arbana. It's a Misal Shver. Rab Nochum Gadar brings two rayas to the Keren Oira. He brings two rayas that the Gemara is Mamish Mavur Klor in two places in Yavamis that by Nefila Rishayna has to be the Raisa. Mamela, Al Kapanim, if you're learning that the Rambam Shaila is Kipshutai on the Erva herself, if Neser is the Raisa Darabonan, you can't say he means Menefila Rishayna. You're going to have to say the Shtigl like the Keren Oira that we're dealing with in Nefila Shnia. One raya is, the Gemara later on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis brings a raya that a katan, even though he can't actually perform a yibum, he can't actually be tu'ayf a yibum, he can't accomplish a yibum, but he's still mutter to be married to the Yavama, even though he can't actually accomplish a yibum till he's a gadol. Because if it wouldn't be, the Gemara says, if it wouldn't be that he's mutter to do the yibum then, so then it would be a din of Nesra, and any time Yavama would come to a, would be neifel to a katan, she'd be Nesra, you wouldn't be able to do the Yibam later. Since we see it's not true, you learn that from the din of Eshach Shalai Balam, as long as the katan was one day old, there is a chi of Yibam, so Vaisleis is a heter. Wouldn't be for that, you would say Nesra. Tainit Reb Nachum, very good. If Nesra is only Darabanan, so you can't learn out from there that the Yavam is mutter to the Yavama. Because otherwise you'd say Nesra. Nesra is only Deravana. Vaistais. Nesra's their Isa. And you can learn out from the fact that if it would be us, it would have to be Nesra. That means their Isa, the Yavam is Mutta to the Yavama. That's one raya he brings. He brings another raya that the Gemara and Daf Kuf Tes wanted to learn Shad in the Mishnah. And Blessed it said that the Megarishis Ishtay Machzira Asur Liyavam. There's an Issa Deraisa because of Nesun Yishayna Mapilim. It's like Nesra, that it's considered as if the Nefil Yibim was from the time he first got married, and when he was Megarisha, that made her Nesra, and then she's Chazav Ahutra when he remarried her, but once it's Nesra Olav Elamis. The Gemara asks the Kashde, I hachi chalitza nami leitibay. The Gemara names with the Clarkite that if it's Nesra because of Nesun Yishayna Mapilim, you wouldn't need chalitza either. Also, the Chayyim Mefurish Gemara, the Nesh is the Raisa. The Rambam is clearing if the Isha herself, if the Chais Isha herself, if the Erva herself is also in the Raisa and the Rabban, and you can have to say, like the Keren Oira, that it's Dafka by Nefila Shnia. Like we said, it's a little bit shredded from the Lashon Gemara, from the Shak of the Tyre in the Gemara. Ask the Kasha, what's Rav's Chiddush? You have it in the Mishnah. Rav's Chiddush is that by Nefila Rishayna, and this is the Raisa. The Mishnah is talking about Nefila Shnia, and it's Tak only in the Rabbanan. The Keren Oira also asks on the Pirish Mishnayis L'Rambam, if the Keren Oira is Avana, that Avadah by Nefila Rishayna is an Issa Deraisa. But maybe by the Nefila Shnia there's no Issa Deraisa. This Nefila never was a Nesra, so that she was Nesra from the earlier Nefila, that's an Issa Derabanan and it can't pant at its Zara. In fact, the Keren Oira, Mechari, we have a Mefurish Uriah from Eishas Achav Shloya by Lame, not that way. Like we discussed earlier, Eish HaSachar Shoei B'Lomah is L'Chayri such a case. And that's what the Rambam Gufa brings in the Yad as a Rayam, as a Makar, that she does Pat at Tzara. What's the case of Eish HaSachar Shoei B'Lomah? Ruvain and Shimon were Ba'ilam Echad. Ruvain died and Shimon was Mi'ab and Ruvain's wife. Then Levi was born and Shimon died. So in this Nefila, that Shimon died and this Nefila Batsim Shimon and Levi are Ba'ilam Echad. In this Nefila, she's not an Eishas Achav Shloya Ba'ilamai. Why is she Asa to Levi? Because of Ruvain's Ishus. Because in the previous Nefila, the previous marriage that she had, that marriage can't become Mutter to Levi. Levi can't be Miyab and Ruvain. Because Levi wasn't Ba'ilam Echad of Ruvain. So Chay Yisinus Yisayid Ba'Eishas Achav Shloya Ba'ilamai. The fact that you could be Miyabim, the fact that someone's brother died, and he could be Miyabim his wife, if she was previously married to another brother, the only way he could be Miyabim is if he could be Miyabim the other brother also. What's the chilik? It's mafurish that it's an Issa Deraisa and it does pat that it's Sarah. Why is the Rambam a subik that by a chesisha, she was an achesisha ben a fila rishayna, and then his wife died, and she's no longer an achesisha ben nefila shnia, that might be an issa derabanan and won't pat at its heart. So the Keren Oira says, Stam, you could be v'yesh l'chalek between eishas achar shloi b'lamei and achesisha. That's what he says, not mefarish. Zakt Reb Nachum, the Chayyim the Gemara is mavur that he can be mechalik. Because the Gemara has a kasha and Rav, my kamashmalon, we have our Mishnah. My kamashmalon, Rav, the din of Nesra, you have our Mishnah. And the Gemara answers that Rav was talking about when it says chazim and afilu rishayna. The Chayyim the Gemara should bring a right to Nesra from the first Mishnah in the Masechta, Eishachar Shalai Be'lamai. Why is Eishachar Shalai Be'lamai also to the Ach Shlishi? The Ach Sheni was Be'lam of the Ach Shlishi, Elamai, the Nesra from the Ach Rishin. So you see there's the chilek, but what's the chilek? So Reb Nachum Azai. When the first Ishus, the Ishus of the first brother, has no Metzias of Yibam for the third brother, even though the Ishus of the second brother has a Metzias of Yibam, would be Naifel Yibam, but the Ishus of the first brother has no Metzias of Yibam, yeah, that's the din that we see by Ishus Achar Shloi by Lamai, that nothing's matter the first brother's Ishus, and Memela, the Ishus of the first brother would Aser. And Mameli can't be Miyabim when the second brother dies. That's because Achav She'ena Be'lamai has no Metzias of Yibam. Now She'en can hear by Achis Isha. That's when there is a Metzias of Yibam. There's Shnei Achim Be'lamechad and she died and there's no Banim, there's a Metzias of Yibam. What was the problem? There was an Isser. There was an Isser Eved. There was an Isser Achis Isha. Achis Isha Be'etzim has the structure of Yibam. It has the possibility of Yibam. It has all the mechanics of Yibam. The Is of Achis Isha is staring the Yibam, stops the Yibam. But it's very different than Achav Shlai Be'lamai, or an Achshaye Shlai Banim, or an Islandess, or all these things where there is no Metzias of Yibam there. In the parish of Yibam, you don't have all the factors that necessitate, that are necessary to create a Metzias of Yibam. But by Achis Isha, you have all the factors. But you happen to have an Isser. There's an Isser that's staring. So there you could say that now that the Isser is no longer here. So in the Nefila Rishayna, since at the time of the Nefila there was an Isser, so Mamela, that the Nefila has to be when the brother died. If at the time that the brother died there was an Isser, that makes a Nesra, and that's the Nefila can't be Chal afterwards. She can't become mutatim, she can't become zakuktim, she can't become bayim v'chalitza after she was already parted from him. That's the din of Nesra. But here we're talking about the Nefila Shnia. The Yibam is going to be chal mitzad the second brother. Now you want to say the Ishus of the first brother stares, since the Ishus of the first brother also bemis and nothing's missing to create the mechanics, to create the matzav of Yibam. It's just then there was an Isser. So male, that can't stare, that would only be Nisad Rabbanan. That's the side of the Rambam. That's why the Gemara doesn't bring a Raya from Eishach Shalai Balamai. No Shaykhus to Nesha. Eishach Shalai Balamai, when there's no Metzias of Yibam mitzad the first brother, Savad it's Aser. It's like Eishach Me'imai. Avad that Ishus Aser. There's an erva here, there's a curva here, which for that curva, Yibam is an impossibility. Savad that curva would now make a shame erva, and Aser, and not allow the Yibam from the second brother. When she was an Achis Isha at that time, so the Eishes Achar, the first brother, Batsim, is a possibility of Yibam. Now, at that time, there couldn't be Yibam, because the Is Achis Isha Shtarit. Then you could say that now, by the second Nefila, we don't have the Is Achis Isha Shtaring, so the Eishes Ach of the brother won't Shtar the Yibam of the second brother. But this is all, if you'd nemon, that the Rambam's Suffolk is who had been on the Erva herself if she's Aser in the second of Tila Midrashim and Erban. Ka'amr is a steer in the Mashmais of the Rambam. The Mashmais of the Rambam is the only cloud about the Tzara, but about herself, he named on cloud that she is part of Chalitza and Yibam. What would be the Svara for that? If she herself would have an Issa Deraisa, she would be considered an Erva Veshasach and be part of Chalitza and Yibam. Why wouldn't she part of the Tzara? Why wouldn't she pat the tzara? If she's the erev of Eishes Ach pat is her, so the erev of Eishes Ach should pat the tzara. What's the chiluk? So Reb Nachum says a gevaldige svara, and it has to do with the famous Rabbi Kivega's kasha, which might have been mentioned in the earlier shurim in the shurim in the first perek. Famous Rabbi Kivega's kasha. Now Rabbi Kivega asks the kasha. The Gemara says you need a pasuk v'tzaras tzara. The Gemara says you need a pasuk v'tzaras tzara. Tzaras erev is also because it says l'tzara. And Tzara, the Gemara says in Nafi Gimel, is also because it says Tzara with two reishes. That means that Tzara is also Asa. And then you have the Shita Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says that you don't need a pasuk with Tzara, because Sarah is also because Makam Ervakaima. Sarah was also asked about Makam Ervakaima. You don't need a pasuk if it's Sarah's Sarah. Kapanim, the Gemara discusses how do we know what Sarah's Sarah is also? Factor Bikiv Egam, what in the pasuk of Sarah's Sarah, once that Sarah's also, so she becomes an Eshesach. If she becomes an Eshesach, is this a derais of Eshesach by a Tzorah? So Vada, she can ask her Tzorah like a Tzorah's Eshesach, just like an Eshesach, a Mi'ima, Eshesach, Shlai, Bay, Lomai, a Tzorah's Islandess, assuming islands is called an Ephelus Libum, Padda's a Tzorah from Eshesach. So why isn't every Tzorah's Erev an Eshesach? So Tzorah's Tzorah is a Pasha to Tzorah's Eshesach. What do you need a Pasuk that Tzorah's Tzorah is Asa? That's right, Rabbi Kivega. So Nachreinim answer, the Velt answer comes from Reb Chaim, similar to the Svara that we just said, that if the Eishes Ach is Mufka from Yibum, mitzad the fact that there can't be a Yibum, there's no matzav of Yibum from this Eishes Ach, like Eishes Achav Me'imai, the Nasal Achav Me'aviv. So the Eishes Ach of the other brother, Eishes Achav Me'imai, there's no Yibum, you can't be Me'amen Achmanayim. Eishes Achav Shloye by Lomay, there's no matzav of Yibum, Yibum needs a Kieshu Achav Me'achtav. Then Eishes Ach kapatet et Sarah. Now she'en kein Eishes Ach, the etzim mitzad Eishes Ach, there would be Yibum. There would be even mitzad eishesach. There's a zaitig minia because she's an erva or because she's a tzaris erva. That type of eishesach can pater the tzar because that eishesach is not being mafkia the ibum. That eishesach would facilitate ibum. So that eishesach can pater the tzar. An erva, which that erva be'etzim doesn't have a chalei seta for ibum, like any other ayah, spitai, mas pitai, or even eishes achav, but an eishes achav which be'etzim doesn't have a metzias of yibum, like eishes achav me'imai, eishes achav shalaya be'ilamai, that erva could pata etzara. Shenkein the erva of eishes ach and eishes ach mena'av, shalaya be'ilamai, she'en lo'i banim, that eishes ach by itself can't pata etzara. Can't even pata herself. That type of eishes ach can't even pata herself. It come a rayas to this. One raya is, in the beginning of the fourth perek, we're discussing, if let's say the Yavam is Muberis. The Yavam is Muberis. So there's no dinibim by a Muberis. She's already pregnant. That means she's going to have children. If the Vlad ends up to be a Ben Kayama, comes out there was no chiv of Yibim, and the Gemara says that if someone, his brother died, left a pregnant wife, and someone went and married the wife, and ended up with a Vlad Ben Kayama, he's chayev achatas. Because it's Eishes Ach Shloi Makam Mitzvah, there's no Yibim when she's Muberis. Nevertheless, the Gemara there says that she's not Mutta Lashuk without Chalitza until the Vlad is born. Because Vlad in the Pait that she ate some Avra Eilam. So she's not Mutta Lashuk until the Vlad is Yetzel Avra Eilam. There's no Mitzvah of Yibim. But she's not Mutteris Lashuk until it's Yetzel Avra Eilam. In fact, if Chaim, so Enoch and Amin of Vlad can pater. But you're telling me there's an Issa Eishes Ach? Let the Erev of Eishes Ach pater. In them state, the Eishes Ach that's facilitating the Yibum, the Eishes Ach that's facilitating the Yibum, that can't pater the Yibum. That can't pater even herself from Kalitza. That can't pater the Tzara either. Another dugma, it says, L'gabe chai v'lavin v'asei, the Gemara says, "Embol loy konu." If you have a chai v'lavin v'asei, amonu l'kayin gadol. There's no din asei da chalei say, "Embol loy konu." If he's miyabim her, he's not kaina, the yibim doesn't work because he's an iser. But still, she needs chalitza. The Ari Shainan that hold that not only is it loy konu, but he's oivan an iser eishesach. He's oivan an iser eishesach because since in bol loy konu, it's not a yibim. So it's an eishesach shleibim aka mitzvah. So you have the same kasha. So haint that there's an iser eishesach by chai v'lam v'asei, why can't the iser eishesach pater from chalitza v'yibim? And why can't the iser eishesach pater the tzara? The Teretz says, because this Eishes Ach is an Eishes Ach which really facilitates Yibam. This Eishes Ach really has a mechanism. There's a Zaytiga Isser, there's a problem. There's an Isser. But it's not that the Eishes Ach is staring the Yibam. This Eishes Ach would make the Yibam. But Mel, this Eishes Ach can't pater the Tzara, can't even pater herself. So Mel, it's Mirshav Rabbi Kivegas Kasha. Rabbi Kivegas Kasha is whining the Pasuk for Tzara's Tzara. Typically, she's the Tzara's Eishes Ach. Teretz is. Because an Eishes Ach, my Eishes Nefila, in Yeshiva is called an Eishes Ach to Mamela, an Eishes Ach, which that Eishes Ach could have a Metzias of Yibam, there's something else that's staring, that can't patter the Tzara, that can't even patter herself. Franksuch the Kasha. All this is true, and that answers Rabbi Kivegas Kasha, why a Tzara's Erva can't patter a Tzara, it's Eishes Ach. So what about the Eiver itself that's Nesher? Right? We have our Mishnah. We have an Achisisha. She's an Achisisha in Nefila Rishayna. And now she comes to a Nefila Shnia. And we say that she's Potter from Chalitza and Yibam. And like we said, like Rav Rishayna, like the Rambam is the Maskan and Yan, she also Potter's a Tzar. Why? Because she's an Eishas Ach. I would just say to Yisayin that an Eishas Ach that's Etzim would be Neifel Yibam can't Potter the Tzar, can't even Potter herself. So how come here it could? So L'chayr the Svar is like this. That's Gufa what you learn out from Aleo. That's Gufa what you learn out from this din, that an Erva is Patas Le'ibam, that the Torah is being Mechadish, that the din that she's an Erva, from the Arayis, from the Chayve Krisus, that has the same halacha like an Eishas Ach Shalei Ba'ilomai, like an Eishas Ach Mimai. The Erva goes and makes Ois Metzius of Yibam. That's Gufa the Chiddush of Rav. Kol Yevama she'enim mikarim b'shas nefila Yevama yavei aleha harei keishas ach she'esh lebanim. The p'tur of erva makes it mamish like an eishas ach she'esh lebanim, makes it like an eishas ach which has no head to yibum b'chlal. And the male that eishas ach could also shter the yibum. That eishas ach could also pater the tzar. It's not daima to the case, like we said, the case of Mu'beris and the case of Evilav and Vasei, if you hold this in this eishas ach, because that eishas ach is a zaitig thing. That's not what's staring the Yibum. But that's what it says it didn't in the parish of Aleah, that after there's a Hafkah from Erva, she's an Arayis, and it's Hafkah, the Erva's Mafkir the Yibum, that makes it the Eishas Ach, is a different type of Eishas Ach. It's an Eishas Ach Sheish Labanim, and that could Pater and Pater Atzar. So good. Now that would be Lagabi the Erva. But we wouldn't know that the Tzar would have this din. We wouldn't know that the Tzar would have this din. So now we have the Pasuk, or the Svara, that a Tzara also has it in like an Erva, either because of the Pasuk of a Tzara, or because of Rav Ashi, the Tzara B'makam Erva Kaima, that the Tzara also has the same din, and it becomes completely mufka from Yibum, the Eishas Ach of the Tzara could pater herself and pater her Tzara. When there's no Erva, even when the Erva becomes Mutta because the sister died, but the Eishas Ach of the Erva remains because an Erva makes an Eishas Ach for Yibum, and a Tzara also makes an Eishas Ach for Yibum, even though she's no longer a Tzara Sever, she married the other brother, but she's an Eishas Ach, she could pat to the Tzara. Lefi kol anal, Tainet Reb Nachum, we can hear the Suffolk of the Rambam. Because the Rambam was claiming that maybe the din of Nesher is for herself, that she herself could never get a hetter from this Eishas Ach because it was Nesher. But Lagami to pat to the Tzara, for that, the Eishas Ach can pater the Tzara, because the Eishas Ach doesn't become an Eishas Ach the Erva. It doesn't become like an Eishas Ach Sheish Labanim. That's only a Din der Rabbanan. But the Etzim the Eishas Ach is like an Eishas Ach which could facilitate Yibam. So maybe even though for herself she'll be also because of Nesha, but maybe they won't be able to pater the Tzara. That'll be the Suffolk in the Rambam. But Ka'omer, the Rambam is not so mash in the way. The Rambam is mash, but the Suffolk was on her herself, that maybe even herself it would be only Durabana by the second Nefila. One final Nekuda. Taisus B'diva Maslav V'Nesra asked in Chisanta Kasha. We had mentioned earlier, and it's Mavur a little bit later in this daf, that there's a Machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yirmiya what the Tana of these Mishnayis hold. Does the Tana hold Misa Mapelis or Nesur Mishayna Mapila? The Seist. The next Mishnah, which says Shloisha Achen Shnayim Em Nesuim Shtei Achoyes VeEchad Nasi Nachris Girish Echem Ibal Achoyes Es Ishta Umeis Nasi Nachris VeKonsa Megarish Umeis Zui Shearmu VeKulan Shemeis UNesgarish Utsir Seim Mutaris. You have the three brothers. Two of them married to two sisters, and one married to a non-related woman. At first, one of the Bal Achoyes divorced his wife. One of the husbands of the sisters divorced his wife. He's no longer married to the sister. And then, the Nasi Nachris, the one who was married to the unrelated woman, died. And the one who was Megarish's wife, then is Miyabim, the Nachris, and he dies. So she's not a Tzaris Erva. Because by the time he married her, he already was Megarish to Erva. He already wasn't married anymore to the Erva. So the Gemara is Medaik. What if he first married the Nachris, and then he was Megarish's wife? What if he first married the Nachris, and only after he married the Nachris, he's Megarish's wife, and then he died? So it's mashman the Mishnah. In that case, she would be called a tzaris erva. Because since they were tzaris at the time that they got married, even though by the time they died, by the time he died, they were no longer tzaris. By the time he died, he already was megarish the erva. She no longer, the nachris was no longer a tzaris erva. But since they were tzaris erva, she was married, that would aser. So that sounds like nishuni shenim apilim. Because if the old Misa Mapelis and the Philus even only starts B'shas the Misa, so as long as B'shas the Misa, he already was Megarish the Erva, so then the Tzara would not be called the Tzara's Erva. So it's a machlekes. Rabbi Yirmiyahu holds this time the Takos Nesum Rishenim Apilim, and as long as they were Tzara's, even if before he died he was Megarish the Erva, she's called the Tzara's Erva. And Rav holds no, Zuvain Tzara Chalei Mezukatani. Not that this Tana holds in Surah Mishenim Apilim. This Tana also holds Misa Mapelis, but Zuvain Sarach Lai Mezukatani. It says the case he was a Megarish before, and who had him when he wasn't Megarish before? As long as he was Megarish ever before he died, she's not a Tzara's Erev. That's a Machlekes Rabbi Yirmiyahu in Rav. Fractasis, the fear of Yirmiyahu, hold in the Surah Mishenim Apilim. And as long as she was a Tzara's Erev when she got married, even though he was Megarish to Erev, when he died, she was no longer a Tzara Serva, she still isn't a Tzara Serva, because a Tzara B'shas and Nesun is good enough to make her a Tzara Serva. Back Taisus, Eivazai, so why does the Mishnah say that his wife died after the Nasi Nachris, after his brother died, and after the Nasi Nachris was Miyabim? L'chaira, even if his wife died before his brother died, so when his brother died, his wife was no longer an Achis Isha. But Lemaisa, when she was married, she was an Achis Isha. If you hold the Sun, Rishenim, Apilim, why isn't that also Nesra? Why is it only Nesra when his wife was alive, Vishas, that his brother died? So she was an Achis Isha even after his brother's death. Then you say Nesra. But let's say his wife died before his brother died. It would sound from the Mishnah, you wouldn't say Nesra. Why not? Why don't you say Nesun, Rishenim, Apilim? And as long as when she was married, she was an Achis Isha, even though afterwards her sister died and she wasn't an Achis Isha anymore, but when she first got married, she was an Achis Isha, why doesn't that aser? So Taisus makes a chilik between Tzaris Erva that becomes Eis Tzara, and an Achis Isha that becomes Eis Achis Isha. If let's say an Isha is a Tzaris Erva B'shas Nesu'in, her husband's married to the Erva, he's the tzaris erva b'shas nesu'in. And then her husband's megarish the erva, or the erva dies. And then her husband dies. So she still remains a tzaris erva. If you hold nesu'in nishenim apilim, she remains a tzaris erva. Since at the time of the nesu'in she was a tzaris erva, so mele, even though at the time of the misas habal she was no longer tzaris erva, but you say nesu'in nishenim apilim, she remains a tzaris erva. Ashein kein an achis isha, that b'shas that she was married, she's an Achis Isha, she was two brothers that married two sisters. But then her sister died, so she's no longer an Achis Isha. And then her husband died. The fact that she was an Achis Isha, b'shas and Nesu'in doesn't make, even if you hold Nesu'in Mapilim, it doesn't blive Nesra. She doesn't blive Nesra because she wasn't Nesra after the Misa. What's the b'shan in this thesis? What's the chilik between the din of Tzaris Erva, which you're going to say that as long as she was a Tzaris Erva B'shas Nesu'in, even though she wasn't a Tzaris Erva B'shas Misa, if you hold Nesu'in Rishenim Apilim, it asks. Masha'en Kain, the din of Nesra, the Achis Isha, the fact she was an Achis Isha B'shas Nesu'in doesn't make her Nesra. Sister died before her husband died, so B'shas the husband died, she was no longer an Achis Isha. Even if you hold Nesu'in Rishenim Apilim, she's still mutter. What's the chilek? But Rabbi Skirav and Sefer, Milchus Yibam, says the following, Chilik and Rebaruch Ber, and Berchus Shmuel, Simon Yigimel says, come out the same thing. He says, Nesu'in Rishenim Apilim doesn't mean that she's actually Nefelos Livim. She's not. Her husband's alive. She's not Nefelos Livim. Nesu'in Rishenim Apilim doesn't mean that she's actually Nefelos Livim Bepail. She's not Nefelos Livim. Nesu'in Rishenim Apilim means that the Zika, the Nefilah, starts then. There's a Schol of a Nefilah Livim then. But it's not Bepoel. She can't be Miyabim. She's married to her husband. But the Nefilah is considered like it started from the Nesu'in Rishenim. Now, when you go on to Nesra, she's an Achis Isha. Achis Isha be assigned as a Ptur Yibam. Achis Isha is a Ptur Yibam. Nesra comes because she's Pater from the Achis Isha. The Achis Isha makes a Pater from Yibam. That Ptur Guf is Mafkiya the Yibam. That Afgav the Yibam, that creates her, that makes her into Eishes Ach Sheish Lebanim, that makes her into an Issa. That makes her have the din of Eishes Ach Sheish Lebanim, that now, from now on, there can no longer be a matzav of Ibn from this husband. But the Issait came because of the Ptur. The Issait came because of the Ptur Erva. So on that you say that in order for the Erva to make her into an Eishes Ach Sheish Lebanim, in order to create an Esra, it has to be a oifen that there was nigma the nefila to the Ibn Bapayo, that there was an actual misa. That scholars and nefila is not enough. The Baalta never was a din Ibn Bapayo. So Mamel, there can't be a din Nesra. There can't be a ptur before the chiv was finalized. You can't shaf a ptur and a isha for Ibn before there's an actual matzav of Ibn, before her husband died. But a Nesra comes because of the ptur. The ptur Ibn creates Afka of the Zika, Afka of the Din Chalitz of Yibam, that makes the Eishes Ach. That Ptur Yibam could only be when there's a matzah of actual Yibam. That's Menegei the Achis Isha. Mashenki Menegei the Din of Tzaris Ervam. Tainet the Briskirav a Gavaldige Chiddush. And he wants to bring a riot to Chiddush from here. Tainet the Briskirav a Chiddush. Tzaris Ervam is not just a Ptur Yibam. It's not the Pshat that Tzaris Ervam is a Ptur. It's a paita from Yibam, and the male is chal on Issa Eishes Ach. No. Tzara Yisayev is an Isser. The Yisayev, the way Tzara Yisayev works, is Tzara Yisayev asses. There's an Isser called Tzara Yisayev. Litzra tells you an Isser. The Isser is only B'makam Yibam. But B'makam Yibam, there's an Isser of Tzara Yisayev. I'm a Zaytayin at the Briskerav. So what defines if she's a Tzara Yisayev? As long as it was Epis and Mixer Zikas Nefilah, that already could make her into a Tzaris Erev, and that could be called the Tzaris Erev of Makam Yibam. It's called the Makam Yibam because the Zikas Nefila started because Nesurim Yishenim Apilim. The Erev herself, the Yisayid, why she'll be part of, even when she becomes Eis Erev, is because of Nesra. And Nesra only comes when the Achis Isha goes and is Mafkiya the Yibam. And as long as there's no Yibam B'Payel, the Achis Isha can't be Mafkiya the Yibam. So Mela should never become Nesra. So Mamela, once the Achis Isha comes off, she's Nefelis Leibam. Mashenkin the din Tzaris Erva, Oib nor it's Chalna Hashem Tzaris Erva, so that asks the Yibam. You don't need that there should be a Yibam Bepail to have a Chaloy Shem Tzaris Erva. You need is a Zika. And the Surah Yishenim Apilim says that there is a Mixus Nefila, there could be a Zika. Mamela shall be a Tzaris Erva, so even after you Megarish the Erva, the Shem Tzaris Erva stays, and Mamela is also Leibam. Fekter Buchanan, in Simon Vavay's Dalit, Fekter Buchanan, so it comes out very interesting. So what's the din if you have an Achis Isha and a Tzara? So if he's Megarish the Achis Isha, and then he dies, so the Tzara remains a Tzara Serva. If the Achis Isha dies, in other words, if her sister dies, and the Achis Isha is no longer an Achis Isha, so then the Achis Isha itself becomes Mutter. So what happens now to the Tzara? The Achis Isha herself is mutter because there never was a Nesra on her. But the Tzara, you're telling me? No, she had a shame Tzara Serva. So that would come out very strange, that the Achis Isha herself, the Erva herself, becomes mutter, and she could be Miyabim, and the Tzara can't be Miyabim. Dr. B'chanan Avada Nat. Avada the Pshat is like this. Ein Echinami, the din Tzara Serva is Chal B'shas and Nesuin, but that's only if the Erva remains an Erva. Because the whole Issa Tzaris Erva Bechlolius is only because she's B'makam Erva. So if the Erva remains an Erva, even though the Erva is Megureshes, the Erva is not even a Nefelis Yibam anymore. She's not Negei, but she remains an Erva, so the Tzara remains a Tzaris Erva, and B'Shasad he died, she's a Tzaris Erva and she's Aser. Even though B'Shasad he died, he wasn't married to the Erva, but since B'Shasad soon he was Chalon her Hashem Tzaris Erva, now he dies, even though the Erva is not here anymore, but the Erva is still Aser. Tzara's a makam erva kaima. Mashengen, if the erva gufa became mutter, and on the erva is not shaykh to be chal nesra, because nesra could only be if she was also after the exim, if she was also by the b'shas nefil even b'payil by the misa, from the heder of the erva, avad would come ahead to the tzara. The whole tzara is also because of the makam erva kaima. When the erva is mutter, avad the tzara be mutter. So kum dais, if you hold nesum nishenim apilim, as long as she's a tzara, B'shas and Nesuin, since then there was considered a Zikas Yibam, a mix of Zikas Yibam, because Nesuin and Shayim Pilim, even though there was no Din Yibam B'Payel, that is Genug to make, to Shafan or Shem Tzaris Erva, like the Brisk Rav says, Sarasev is not be Yisayid Abtur, Sarasev is ashamed, Sarasev is an Isser. Mela, when he dies, she's also Liba. Now, Shankin, the Erva Alain, if she's an Achesisha, Bishas, and Nisuan, and then his sister dies, she becomes Ice Erva. So you don't say Nesher. Nesher could only be if it was a Din Yibin Bepay, on that you could say Nesher. But on the Nisuan Rishainim, you can say Nesher, even though there was a Mixer Zikas Yibim. But you can't say Nesher. Nesher is only when there's Nesher comes from a Paiter, comes from Afka. Afka could only be when there's a full Chiyuv. But if the Erva becomes Muteris, then Guf will make the Tzara Mutter. Because the Tzara's Erva could only be someone who's a Tzara to Ishu is now an Erva. When the Erva itself becomes Mutter, Avad the Heter of the Erva will be Nimshach to the Tzara, the Tzara would also become Mutter.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.